When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise. Here's what happened on July 11th, and it's pretty out of this world. An enormous American achievement came crashing to Earth on this day in 1979. That's when parts of Skylab, America's first space station, landed in Australia and the Indian Ocean some 5 years after the last manned Skylab mission ended. Unlike the USSR's first space station, Salyut 1, which was plagued with problems, Skylab was a great success, safely housing three separate three-person crews for extended periods of time. Surprising fact, Skylab was made from the spent third stage of a Saturn V moon rocket. The cylindrical space station was 118 feet tall and weighed 77 tons. Its crews spent more than 700 hours observing the sun and brought home more than 175 solar pictures. Also on this day in history, in 1804, Alexander Hamilton was mortally wounded in a duel with Aaron Burr. In 1899, Charlotte's Web author E.B. White was born. And in 1914, Babe Ruth made his major league debut. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.